I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Grammy-winning ensemble Quetzal has come out of East LA's Chicano community to create a vision that integrates music and dance and community activism in truly global ways. They're in the Willamette Valley for a residency at the University of Oregon that includes a concert at Bell Hall on Thursday, February 25th, a guest lecture in the class Dance in Traditional Cultures, and a talk by co-founder Martha Gonzalez at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the topic of collective songwriting. Martha Gonzalez and Quetzal Flores are here with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here. Nice to see you.
Yes, thank likewise. You. Excited to be here this morning.
Well, let's drop right into music, shall we? What's the first song you feel inspired to play today?
Well, I think we're going to share with you a very stripped-down version of a song on our Die Cowboy Die album. I'm sorry, no, that's right. On the Imaginaries album called El Tragafuegos, which means the fire breather.
Quetzal, Quetzal Flores and Martha Gonzalez from Quetzal with a live version of a song that appeared on their Grammy-winning Imaginaries CD. They will be performing at Bell Hall in Eugene on Thursday, February 25th. The Fire Breather. Care to translate a little bit more what that song is about?
Sure. Well, that song was written after having spent some time in Veracruz, Mexico, which is in the Gulf, and having witnessed time and again, people, you know, standing at street corners, breathing fire, basically, for tips. And it wasn't a circus thing. It wasn't for, you know, for fun. It was for survival. And I think that really shed light on a lot of how we think about, you know, making ends meet in other parts of the world. And so there were children doing it. There were older gentlemen doing it, mothers with babies on their backs. And so it just really struck me. And it was sad and all at once illuminating to the kinds of work that, you know, gives new perspective to mm-hmm. our own, you know, sense of survival.
As well as the issues of survival and how we make it in the world, there's influence from Veracruz in the Son Jarocho music, the folkloric style from there. Quetzal, talk a little bit about that music and how it weaves its way into your own music.
Sure. So in the tradition of Chicano music, the Son Jarocho has been a big part of that expression. We can definitely cite late 50s and Ritchie Valens recording La Bamba. And what a revolutionary act that was at that time. If we really look at the political climate, particularly in California, and there were still Mexicans being hanged in California during that time. There was an intense anti-immigrant climate. And so this young Chicano from Pacoima, who was the son of migrant workers, comes out and records this song in Spanish, a song from a tradition, deep tradition in Mexico, and it becomes an international hit. That's La Bamba. And so at the same time, what he did was articulate an experience connected to Black music in the Americas, particularly in Southern California, and being Mexican, and being able to navigate these two worlds simultaneously and articulate them in this such a fantastic way. And then if you look forward from that point on, you see this incredible trajectory of music, including one of my favorites, which is Los Lobos, and how they're able to articulate, you know, this experience, mm-hmm. this identity in this way. And so we're a continuation of that.
Mm-hmm. You started this band in the East LA area in the early 90s or so. What were the social and musical conditions that inspired you to create this band at that point?
It was hot. I mean, we had the Rodney King verdict and the rebellion that followed that. We had Prop 187, which was the California proposition to deny undocumented people the right to education and health care. We had, you know, Prop 227. As always, there was the usual police brutality and, yeah. and you know, the abandoned communities. You know, politicians playing games with their becoming these brokers to communities. You saw an increase in politicians of color, or what people thought was the solution, which was representation, political representation. But then what we saw was a worsening of these communities, and so there was this very intense climate. But what we also saw was tons of hope, and that came in the form of the Zapatista movement, for example. These groups of indigenous people in the southern state of Chiapas, the poorest, richest state in terms of resources, but the poorest state in terms of people. And so you had this group of indigenous people that rebelled, came out to the world, and questioned neoliberalism or the global economy, and were asking questions about alternatives to this global economy. And I thought those sort of things that simultaneously were happening. So it wasn't just reacting to all these things and responding to these things, but thinking in a proactive way beyond all of these things and being able to take a moment to dream what a world would look like that we would want for our children.
And to turn it into music.
Absolutely.
Quetzal Flores and Martha Gonzalez of Quetzal live in the KLCC studios live at Bell Hall Thursday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. on the UO campus. What's the next piece you're going to play for us this afternoon?
So speaking of dreams,
yes.
This song is called Pillow People, and it was inspired by our son who would create these little characters. He's an only child, so, you know, he created these characters that became his friends, and they were called... He called them the Pillow People's Association. Yeah. And so he would stuff pillows.
Up the pillows. Yeah. Put clothing on them and faces and so.
Masks and different things. And a friend of ours, the drummer, Evan Greer, he walked into his room one day and he sort of was taken aback. And he says, "Hey, did you see what's in Sandino's room?" And there was all these pillow people everywhere. And he said, "That was like the ancestors. He's presenting the ancestors and he's speaking to them." And so he gave this whole thing. And so we started thinking about pillows and what pillows represented. We lay our head on pillows. We rest on pillows. We dream on pillows. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this song is about. It's about crossing borders and imagining.
All right. So.
Over cerros, over desert valleys, from the ranchos to the towns to the city alleys, coming ones, coming twos, Texas, Utah, Cali, people, people, walking, running, crawling, border tallies, men, boys, women, girls, young, old, skinny, fatty, hold their elders, hold their hopes, hold their little babies, no food, no means, no way to have it, run, stumble, fall, get back up and at it. The man, truck it, walk it, run it, under moon, under radar, make the dash and gun it, touching down, get to town, washing, working, mowing, taking heed, feeling need, sending line, knowing that you need, filled by greed, peasant, present, sowing, other ties, U.S. lies, COINTEL and proing, the more they come, build, challenge, states of law and knowing, what is seen, what it's moving, there is no destroying. In the valleys, on the bestia drifting, milagros, santos, nichos, luck, elder persinadas, a safe return, a miracle, new peregrinada, the oracles and miracle, yeah, history at its pinnacle, yeah, the oracles and miracle, yeah, dreaming is a pinnacle, yeah. And if you've heard this story,
Pillow People, performed live in the KLCC studios by Martha Gonzalez and Quetzal Flores of the band Quetzal, who will perform in full band form as part of the UO World Music Series at Bell Hall on the UO campus on Thursday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. As part of their residency with the UO School of Music and Dance, they'll also participate in other activities that are free and open to the public. Thursday, February 25th at 2 p.m., members of Quetzal will guest lecture in the class Dance in Traditional Cultures in Girlinger Annex, and on Friday, February 26th at 2 p.m., Martha Gonzalez will speak at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the topic of collective songwriting. For more information on all their events, music.uoregon.edu, and their homepage is currently quetzanimales.com. That homepage regards your most, what is currently your most recent CD, Quetzanimales, Urban Animals. Talk about the theme of that record for just a moment before we hear a bit from it on the way out.
Well, we were really inspired by, we work a lot with the Son Jarocho, as you'd mentioned earlier, and the genre itself. And the genre really takes on the surroundings that give birth to the music itself. And so, and they deal a lot, and a lot of their content in their music is dealing with animals, right? In the Gulf Coast and Sotavento, which is a region that this culture and dance and poetry is born. And so we thought, you know, we need, it sort of inspired us to really look at how the animals in our living and our surroundings are also, you know, present. So a lot of our songs are really focusing on survival strategies and just really observing the natural elements in the urban city. So pigeons, we have a story, you know, music on, songs on pigeons, on squirrels, on spiders, on
ants.
But really looking at the resiliency and the ways in which they survive in urban settings. And in the process, we found that we have a lot in common with these animals like ants, and either to learn from them or things that we do similarly, right?
So how would that apply in the case of the rooster, the song that we're going to close with?
Yeah, that's really interesting that you asked that question, because the chorus to this song says, a song on the meadow is a song in the city. A song on the prairie is a song in an alley, too. And so if you've ever been to East L.A., 5 a.m., the roosters are crowing.
4 a.m.
The roosters are crowing. Sun cracks, the roosters are crowing. They do their job. And this is a way of maintaining a place of home, a sense of home for a lot of Mexican people living in this urban setting. And so and this proves that, you know, you don't just abandon where you come from. You don't just abandon those things that make us connect to the earth, that make us human, that make us connect to one another. And some of those things are animals and how animals function in our daily lives. And so the rooster is an important figure in that process. It tells you, it keeps you oriented in terms of, you know, waking or sunrise, you know, and what that means. And so we wanted to pay homage to this, this idea that, you know, that this animal that's coming from this countryside can be also functional in the city.
And of course it crows in Spanish, right? The chorus says instead of saying cock-a-doodle-doo, we say in Spanish, we say kikiriki, right? So you can tell that in the chorus that the rooster's crowing in Spanish. So it's a bilingual rooster.
Well, thank you so much for your music and for coming in here today and for all that you brought to the world.
Thank you so much for
having us. It's been lovely.
And thank you. Eternal thanks to Michael Canning on sound today and forever.
Yeah, Michael.
I'm Eric Allen, 4KLCC. Here's Quetzal with Rooster.